Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Apparently, when Drunk gets inebriated, he likes it.
But I usually have to be super hammered for that.
Right. Well, he has to be really drunk. And then he'll go around the party.
Not just like go out to the bar, have a few cocktails. Not that kind of drunk.
And he'll ask people to slap him in the belly.
You just
and then, if they don't slap him hard enough, he'll laugh at them and call them bitches.
So you want to leave those places with, like, red handprints all over your stomach?
Yeah. So you want it to hurt.
I usually have to be about 3/4 of a mile deep for this to happen.
But it happened, it's happened more than once, right?
Well, I've drinking more than 3/4 of a bottle more than once.
Right, so it is like a thing that happens. Like, if he gets really, really drunk, he will ask people to slap him in the belly. It's not just like, oh, it happens. Like, no, it's like
that's happened
pretty regularly that if he drinks that much, that's
I would say
happen.
It's happened more than 4 times for sure.
And do you regret it the next day?
Sometimes. I'll have some wicked handprints on my belly.
The next morning, sure. You still have handprints?
Yeah.
Yeah, he lets the...
Do you ever try to pick out whose hand do you think is what, so you know who to have revenge on?
Well, there's no revenge. I know I did it to myself every time.
If you give him a good one, he's like, oh, that was a good one. That was a good one.
Everyone, and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I'm joined by my co-host Napier and via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse. Phone number to contact the show, 309-740-1430 or WFODix on Skype. We do have one heck of a program for you this evening. Napier wasn't here last week, so I mean, I got to recap everything that we did last week so Napier knows what we're talking about, right? Right? No?
Oh, Travis has the biggest smile.
Maybe Travis is on mute. I don't understand what's going on.
Listen, I think before we get to anything, I just want to say that I'm not a soothsayer when it comes to motion pictures. And who could have predicted that stupid alien animation movie could have did as well as it has done?
I could have predicted it, Travis. And I did last week.
No, you did.
I absolutely did.
Play back that audio.
But I mean, we're not doing that. I'm not gonna tell you that I have all the answers. There's things that I don't know about.
Was this one of them?
No. I called that big time. Anyway, I want to tell you. Now we started on Radio FUBAR in July of 2012. So we've been doing a live broadcast for almost 3 years now.
Excellent.
And nothing in the history of us doing the show live has ever made me quite as happy as what happened last week. I'm going to tell you the story. We talked last week a lot about these new domain names.
Oh, the dot horses?
Yeah, there's a dot horse now, and like a dot adult and dot porn. And Taylor Swift bought up all the dot porns and dot adults of her name so that, you know, people wouldn't take them. And so then Travis brought up the lawsuit with the fella. It was a Walmart dot horse. And I just got the biggest goddamn kick out of it. And I was laughing a lot. It was really funny. So I get off. I'm done doing the show. I check our Twitter. And a fella has tweeted me that he purchased TaylorSwift.horse. We inspired a fella to go buy TaylorSwift.horse. And he got it up fast. If you go to TaylorSwift.horse right now, there is a picture of Taylor Swift on a horse.
And I got to tell you, I've seen this picture and I've seen the website a million times, and I just opened it up now. Actually, it's favorited in my browser. And I pulled it up and I saw Taylor Swift on this horse with the caption, and it immediately made me laugh.
It's great. Actually, I got a thing from a guy on Facebook yesterday. It was, and like, I thought it was kind of weird because it's weird, Travis. We've been doing the show as long as we've been doing it. And like, still, when somebody I don't recognize messages the show, I think it's weird. But this guy sent a message to Facebook. I don't know if he created it or if he just knew about it. But if you go to ofcourse.horse, it plays the Mr. Ed theme, which is pretty great. But so the fella that bought TaylorSwift.horse, God bless you, sir. You're doing the Lord's work, and I appreciate all that you do. Because I just got quite the kick out of it, let me tell you. But
seconded.
That's not all I want to talk about, though. Dan sent me a story this morning about Groupon is selling a banana protector. Called a banana bunker. It's like a plastic sleeve that you can put over your banana. So I guess you can like take your banana on the go.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like the natural banana protector, the banana peel?
No, but see, this is a banana. It's called the banana bunker. It's this plastic sleeve that you can put your full banana in to protect it. So that you can take your bananas on the go.
Sure.
My tidy whities used to be my banana bunker.
And it looks like a big dildo. That's the joke, right? It looks like a big dildo. And so the Groupon...
Well, I think a banana immediately is Mother Nature's dildo.
Or the zucchini.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of dick-shaped fruits.
Cucumbers.
And vegetables. And
oranges. Mother Nature's a whore.
Right. I mean, like, really, just about anything can go in your sniz if you really want it to.
Oh, those little cuties at the store. You know, the tangerines.
You gotta put a tangerine in your vagina?
Oh, you shoot them out like ping pong balls. It's a cutie show.
You get more than one in there? See, but I mean, like, a banana, it's shaped to where, like, you can hold it. I mean, like a dong, circular fruits you jam up there, there's a chance you might not get it back.
No, they're for blasting.
Well, what I'm saying is, they put this on their Facebook, and they're like, hey, guys, we're selling, and I don't know what the retail price of the banana bunker is. I'm not sure what it costs to purchase one, but they sold out immediately. Like, everybody had to have one of these things, because everybody, I guess, is sitting around thinking to themselves, holy shit. I never even realized I needed this banana protector in my life, but it's a great idea. It's a banana protector, and you put it in your bag, and then you bring it home, and then you put a new banana in it.
It's not a great idea, though. People have too much money, because you can put a banana in your bag without a banana protector. And
yeah,
nothing
the bag
would be different about
your banana
that banana.
In, I guess would be a banana protector.
How many times have you gently set down your bag just to find your banana all squished?
Zero.
Sat on your bag?
No, you sat the bag down.
Oh, like your drink fell over and smushed your banana?
Yeah.
I don't think that's ever happened. I'm not really a banana guy. I mean, don't get me wrong. If somebody offers me a banana and I'm hungry, I'll eat the banana. But I don't ever, like, go buy bananas.
I gotta tell you, it might help keep you regular.
You
that
think?
Potassium. Yeah, that potassium, it's good for you. You have a cup of coffee and a banana in the morning and you're going to be right as rain.
I'll tell you what, man. Last week, there was one day, I think it was a Tuesday, I shit 19 times, Travis.
That's too many times, Mike.
19 times in one day. And it was awful. And the next day, I woke up, and I shit a bright white shit. It was a bright white marshmallow shit. It was big, too. It was a big, solid white shit. And everything I looked up on the internet told me, dude.
Cancer?
You're not supposed to have white shits. You need to go to the hospital immediately. And it said that what happens is if you have a white shit, that means that, like, there isn't any bile on your shit. And it's supposed to have bile on it. But I figured if I shit 19 times, I probably just ran out of bile, right?
Can you?
I don't know.
I never seem to.
My next shit wasn't white, though, so I figured I was okay.
Was it red?
No, it was the normal shit color.
Which is?
Orange.
Orange.
You're not sure what the normal shit color is?
Is it orange?
Is your normal shit color orange?
No. What's your normal shit color? Brown. What kind of brown?
Brown? I mean, different shades of brown, I'd say. Right?
Mine's got corn in it.
I take chlorophyll pills, so mine generally has a tinge of green.
I've had green shits. Never a white shit, though. That was new for me.
I used to drink a lot of that green Gatorade back in the day. My shits turned out all green.
The Ecto Cooler?
Yeah. Used to shit green.
Oh.
And green would, like, sort of come out of the shit.
Well, guys, you know, coming up in a little bit, we are going to demonstrate our dramatic abilities. In a little bit, we like to call Napier's Sexy Storytime for the ladies.
And Napier's actually here this time.
Yeah, and so what we...
Yeah, you're not fucking sabotaging us like you did when it was during fucking Spooky Month, you cocksucker.
What we will do is we do have a dramatic reading of Control is Fleeting.
Make it fast, make it furious.
Yeah. It's... And it was 29 pages. I have cut it down to 17. I took out a lot of rape. There was just,
how much rape?
There was so much rape, and I took out, like, a lot of it. I feel kind of bad, like, you know, editing this guy's work without his permission. But we just don't got all day, you know. I don't want to stifle anybody's artistic vision. But I figure... You gotta wonder, Travis, if a fellow writes a 29-page rape fiction, like, don't you think that there's somebody monitoring these boards and going, yeah, this person's kind of whacked out. We should find out who this is.
Yeah, I think that the amount of rape that was in this fan fiction, this rape fantasy that he put together, was really actually kind of disturbing. I know you said you cut 10 pages of rape out of this thing, and there's like 18 pages left. And I gotta say, there's probably 17 pages of rape left in this 18 pages.
But there's one page of fucking romance. And yeah, that's what, like, we're after.
Yeah. Yeah.
You gotta dig through a lot of coal before you find your diamond, you know?
That's the thing, and I think that's a lot like reality. You don't get right to the romance, you know?
No. Sometimes you gotta go through some rape.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The new chat on RadioFubar.com, which we are on right now, has a feature where you can draw pictures. So we do encourage the people listening live to draw pictures throughout the show, and we'll judge them, and pick the best. So far, I think Anchor's Tank is probably the best. There's also a pair of titties. I drew a horse. I don't know what that is. Is that like cheesecake? What is this picture we got going here?
Looks like cheesecake.
What I don't like is that they show you like the progression of somebody drawing it. I just want to see what it is. I just want to click on it, and I want it to tell me what the picture is. I don't want to see how they drew it. Yeah, you know what? I watched the progression of what that is, and I still have no idea what it is. Do you know what that is?
Cheesecake.
Cheesecake?
Cheesecake.
What did cheesecake have to do with anything?
What does a horse have to do with anything?
I mean, there isn't a dot cheesecake, so I don't think it's relevant at all.
So there's not a dot cheesecake.
There's a $1 million idea. Dot cheesecake.
Dot cheesecake. Do you think Taylor Swift would buy Taylor Swift dot cheesecake?
I would certainly hope so.
Yeah. Travis, what do we got on the docket for tonight?
Oh, man, I think just plenty of stuff, right? I mean, the return of Napier's Sexy Storytime. I know you wanted to talk about Taylor Swift that horse a little bit.
You know, I saw on the internets today, there's a big deal made about all these musicians coming together and starting a new streaming service that's like for the musicians. So it was like everybody who makes money doing music, they all got together. And basically what I got from the press conference that I watched is, guys, we're not making enough money. And we feel like people should pay us more money for what we're making. And so they started their own streaming service where you go get it from them. And I imagine what that probably means is that they're all going to pull their shit from the other streaming services and go exclusive to their own streaming service. I guess that's probably what the business idea is. But I forgot what it was called. But it was like Jay-Z and Madonna and Kanye West and Beyonce and Coldplay guy and Jack White. And pretty much everybody who makes money doing music was there. And they all signed a declaration saying, we don't make enough money. We want more money.
If anything is true on this planet, it's that Madonna and Jay-Z don't have enough fucking money.
I feel like there's so many of my childhood heroes who, like, I've kind of grown to despise. And I wonder if it's just like a matter of time. Does it just come with age? I love the Smashing Pumpkins. I've always loved the Smashing Pumpkins. I've seen them live 10, 12 times. I've always been a big fan. And just slowly, year after year, I have grown to hate Billy Corgan.
Was the
because he's
straw
batshit
that broke
fucking
that
crazy.
Camel's back? Was it the Cat Fancy magazine cover?
Travis, this week there was a news article about Billy Corgan that he was doing a show. So it was somewhere foreign. It was like fucking Peru or something. I don't remember where it was. It isn't relevant to the story in any meaningful way. And it was his birthday. And you know, my favorite kind of people are the kind of people that go around and tell everybody it's their birthday. And so he announces that it's his birthday. And I guess the rest of his band, which none of the original members are still in the band, it's a bunch of yahoos that he pays probably to be in the band.
Yeah.
Come out with a cake that I'm sure he told them to go get. And the crowd sings him happy birthday. The entire crowd of people sings Billy Corgan happy birthday.
Don't you have to pay royalties for that one now?
Probably, yeah. But
not if it's not recorded, you're good.
I imagine that even now, even years and years and years after you've gone on stage and performed for huge crowds, like, that still probably means something to have a whole crowd of people sing you happy birthday, right?
No, they did that for me at Chili's once. I didn't appreciate it.
This whole crowd sings him happy birthday. And when he's done, without skipping a beat, you know what he says to this crowd of people?
What's that?
Guys, my name isn't Billy. My name's William.
Wow.
It's like,
after all these years, he decided to change his name?
Yeah, but like he said it in a way like they should have already known to call him William. And it's like, fuck you, man. You've been going by Billy this whole time. We know your name. Your name's Billy. If you want to be called William, tough shit. You should have thought about that before you've been called Billy for 25 years. We didn't know who you were. You told us your name was Billy.
That'd be like Larry the Cable Guy all of a sudden in the middle of one of his comedy sets saying, no, my name is Dan Whitney. You know what I mean?
Like he comes out on stage to a crowd full of people going, Larry. He's like, hey, fuck you. Fuck you. My name's Dan Whitney! All right, now let's get with the jokes! And the thing is I think that, like, nowadays, there's so much more information about somebody as a person. You know, I mean, like, I don't just get their music.
Well, that's
not
true.
I get TMZ and I get all these other things that tell me more information about them than I need.
Like, I try not to look at anything that has to do with Bruce Willis, any interviews, any talks, any chats about Bruce Willis, because for all intents and purposes, he sounds like he's a real piece of shit.
Oh, he
and
is.
I love Bruce Willis.
Like, I don't know shit about Prince. I know Prince is kind of eccentric. What yeah. I hear about Prince sounds fun, but I don't know who Prince dates. I don't know. I've heard rumors that he might be a Jehovah's Witness or something, but I mean, he doesn't really like go out and get all Jehovah's Witness on us. He just goes out there and plays the guitar and wears his little purple outfits.
The only time you know who he dates is when he has a new girl group that he's sponsoring, because it's always the head of that girl group that he's probably banging.
But I mean, like
Electrica, Vanity Six.
Like, last week, Chris Cornell came out for... He did a song with the Zac Brown Band.
I don't know who that is.
I don't either, really. But he came out and did a song with them. And I got to thinking, you know, I wonder if Chris Cornell's an asshole. Like, do you think Chris Cornell's fun to hang out with? And I don't want to know. I don't want to look up anything about it. I don't want to know if Chris Cornell's an asshole. Because I want to listen to a Soundgarden album, and I don't want to be thinking in my head, yeah, this is a good song, but that guy's a fucking asshole.
I'm going to brighten up your spirits. Apparently, the Blues had their little practice, you know, at the Mills Mall, where they, you know, they have their stupid bullshit. A little 5-year-old kid was having his little birthday party, and they went down to the St. Louis Mills with, you know, with his family, and they's like, hey... It's my birthday, and Tarasenko gave him a puck, and a whole bunch of the Blues players came up to him, and they said, oh, happy birthday, little guy. And they were all nice, and people took pictures of him. So sometimes knowing more about people, you can find out who people who aren't shitheads are. So that's kind of nice, too.
To find out? Well, yeah, but I mean, that's like a thing in public.
Yeah, but everybody does everything in public now. There is no private.
I'm just saying, like, you know, if you went and had a beer with Chris Cornell and, like, was talking to him about politics, like, would you find out that, like, you don't really like what he's about? And then would that affect your opinion of what they do?
I don't have an opinion of Chris Cornell.
Well, I'm just using him as a broad example for everything.
I'd say in general, I don't want to know musician politics. I think typically... They're very irritating, and they should keep them off the stage. There's nothing worse than when a musician actually brings it to work, and I paid $50 to see a band play, and they have a preamble about what they think of the current presidency, you know?
Well, I mean,
or
like...
Jesus.
Tom Cruise...
Or fucking Shinedown guy. Fuck Shinedown guy. That cocksucking son of a bitch and his everybody needs to twirl around bullshit. I hope he gets hit by a bus.
Tom Cruise is a perfect example. I mean, like, Tom Cruise is the biggest star in the world.
He's also a shithead.
And the more you found out about Tom Cruise and what he actually does, the more he kind of dropped out of people's top 10 lists of actors that they for sure go see their movies.
Is that true, though? I think that every Tom Cruise movie that comes out still makes plenty of... I mean, Mission Impossible still... I think the better example would be maybe, like, Mel Gibson.
Or Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf, or maybe Alec Baldwin, although he didn't really take too much flack for calling his daughter a little piggy.
Right.
Yeah, he is who he is. But, I mean, Mel Gibson, too, I think, you know... That,
Mel Gibson's a good example.
Yeah, he's the best example. And I'll still watch anything he does, as long
or
as it's
Lauren
not
Hill.
About Jesus.
Lauren Hill?
Yeah. Didn't she say she'd rather black babies die than white people buy her music?
Did she say
yeah.
Why would she not want... I mean, is it dirty money? It's like taking money from the mob?
No.
The game is rigged?
She just don't like white people.
Like
she don't
Tommy
want white people listening to her
he
music.
He wouldn't have designed those clothes if he knew that black people were going to buy them.
All the people were talking about Cristal champagne... And then that guy said, yeah, I don't really like Cristal Champagne being in all these rap songs. You know, I'm selling a classy product. And they were like, okay, fuck you. We'll talk about Grey Goose Vodka then. They'll take our free plugs.
No shit.
Guys, I don't care who listens. I don't care who gives me money. I will take listens and money from anyone. We are now sponsored by a place that delivers steak.
Excellent.
So if you go to our website and click on the advertisements page, you can buy steak, and then I guess UPS brings them to you. They're probably spoiled by then. Does UPS refrigerate their steaks?
No, they come in those little refrigeration packets.
Oh, so it's okay?
Yeah, they're okay.
Guys, buy those steaks, right? Because going to the grocery store is a hassle. If they're just going to drive a steak to your house, why not, right?
Well, I mean, you don't want to deal with those long lines. You don't want to be cutting those coupons. It's hot. Your air conditioner and your vehicle's broken. I mean, come on.
And your
just stay
local
home.
Butcher might be a cunt.
Right. I mean, these are like guys who make steaks for a living. I mean, this isn't like, you know, some jack-off butcher working at a grocery store. No offense, Anchor.
No, these are the people that you're ordering through online that is a sponsor of ours. These are people that wake up in the morning, and they're happy to get up and butcher cows, cut you off a nice piece of steak, and ship it right to your home.
Yeah, they'll
it's put a passion.
They'll cut a steak for you, and they'll put it in a box and put a fragile sticker on it and mail it to you. That's pretty goddamn dedicated, if you ask me.
And I like to
got a drawing of a raccoon, and we got a drawing of, I think that's a cow with steak written above it.
That's a steak.
See, we're getting drawings. I like this new chat with the drawings feature.
You know
but
what?
Guys, if you're listening to the podcast, draw us a picture and email it to us. I like pictures. I don't like pictures live. I like pictures all the time.
You know what?
Travis, do you have a request of a picture that somebody can draw for you?
No, I don't.
Napier,
I don't like
what do you
want to
see
actually.
A picture of?
I dislike art in general.
A picture of our fine sponsors guaranteeing that none of the cows that they ship out have been fucked by people. Local butcher can't promise that. I guarantee you he would not put that in writing.
It's a no human dick guarantee?
Yeah, these have not been fucked by people.
Good.
Now that's great. Don't you want to know if?
Does it matter?
Yeah.
Do you ever ask? I bet you don't. You should.
But I mean, that like cycles out eventually, right? I mean, I've shooken some hands that have no doubt jacked on their peckers.
Yeah, but that their skin there—that's not like raw meat. If you had an open sore on your hand, would you say, "Yeah, dude, let me touch your pecker-ridden fingers"? Say no. I don't want you to touch my hand. You got pecker hands.
Yeah, and besides, you're not consuming those fingers that you're shaking the hands, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's like that's like putting dick hands in your mouth.
Guys, I guess we're going to go to break.
Can we stay on break for the rest of the evening?
No, Travis, because when we come back, we are going to do a dramatic reading of Control is Fleeting. A Fast and the Furious erotic fan fiction. Because that movie's coming out this Friday. Are you excited about it?
Yes, I am. I would like to see somebody jump a Ferrari between two skyscrapers on a big screen.
Is there a line in here about filling up my gas tank with your premium?
Radio FUBAR. Radio f***ed up beyond all recognition.
Sees them walking in a straight line. That's not really her style. And all they got the same heartbeat, but hers is falling behind. Nothing in the world could ever bring them down. Yeah, they're invincible, and she's just in the background. And she says, I wish that I could be like the cool kids, because all the cool kids, they seem to fit in. I wish that I could be like the cool kids, like the cool kids. He says I'm talking with a big smile, but they haven't got a clue. Yeah, they're living the good life. Can't see what he's going through. They're driving fast cars, but they don't know where they're going. In the fast lane, living life without knowing. And he says, I wish that I could be like the cool kids, because all the cool kids, they seem to fit in. I wish that I could be like the cool kids, like the cool kids. I wish that I could be like the cool kids, because all the cool kids, they seem to get it. I wish that I could be like the cool kids, like the cool kids. Chimes make my nipples hard. And they said, I wish that I could be like the cool kids, cause all the cool kids, they seem to fit in. I wish that I could be like the cool kids, like the cool kids. I wish that I could be like the cool kids, cause all the cool kids, they seem to fit in. I wish that I could be like the cool kids, cause all the cool kids. I wish that I could be like the cool kids, cause all the cool kids, they seem to get it. I wish that I could be like the cool kids, like the cool kids. There's nothing about this beat that doesn't get me rocked fucking hard.
That's it, it just fucking ends. That's dumb.
This is Strange Times.
Hello, Internet Radio, you bunch of fucking cunts.
You guys are a bunch of stupid pricks.
I'm sorry.
Huh, that's nice.
My drugs won't come up for another 3 minutes.
Yeah, basically, the people who run it are cunts.
He had some fucking massive tumor on his head.
Sorry, did you say she won't shave her clown?
Yeah, here he comes.
Anyone tell the stiffy joke yet?
No, I haven't found any vibrators lately.
Message in the chat room from Sam. Fuck you. Sorry, love, I don't do charity work anymore.
You can find Strange Times at www.strangetimeshow.com or on Twitter with @StrangeTShow.
No.
Oh, that doesn't sound awful or anything. You're doing a great job, dude. You're doing a great job. Well, yeah, just keep doing it. It's funny, right?
Maybe it's true.
Yeah, you're doing great. Hello, welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. My name's Mike. I'm joined by my co-host, Napier, drunk. Please. Please. Via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse. Hi, drunk.
Hello.
Is this the last show of March?
Yes.
And April is going to be the big countdown to the end of drunk.
It is.
Are you bummed out? It's like the end of an era.
I'm excited, Mike.
You're excited? Why are you excited?
Why shouldn't I be excited, Mike?
Well, because you're going to be gone. You're not going to do the show anymore.
Well, I'm unexcited that I can't be here anymore, but it's an exciting month. It's drunk month.
It is drunk month.
I think it's going to culminate with like a very special What's in Drunk's Mouth.
Nice.
Don't you think the last show of Drunk's tenure here will have to be pretty
I'll tell you
extreme.
What, the last one was kind of brutal. It was a tough one. You guys were determined.
I vote all cooked meats.
I do know that this bit that we do from time to time is really like Drunk's shining moment. Because Drunk is the man of one voice.
You should probably precursor it too and say, for new listeners, this bit isn't for everyone.
This bit isn't for anyone but us, really. if there's anyone in the chat room at the end of what we do in Napier's Sexy Story Time for the Ladies,
I feel
we've truly not done our job.
And I think that, you know, if we happen to get any spillover from a couple of weeks ago when we had a high-profile guest, I feel like this is going to lose them.
But before all that, there is one other thing that I wanted to talk about. I saw something on Facebook today. There is a petition to stop animal tattooing, which I didn't know was actually a thing. But apparently there are people that take their pets to tattoo shops and get their pets tattooed. And I thought that I don't think that's a thing that should exist, because like a pet can't consent to being tattooed. Like, wouldn't they wake up and be like, what is this shit on me? I don't like it.
Probably.
But the funniest thing of the whole thing is the picture they used for the main headline of the article. It's a guy that got his name and I guess his spouse's name with a heart and an arrow through it, tattooed on his dog.
They just want everybody to know how much their dog loves them.
Are you sure that's his wife's name and not his dog's name?
Like, this guy loves his dog that much that...
Yeah, like, he
they're
put...
together forever.
It's a proclamation of their mutual love.
Yeah, he probably fucks that dog.
But it's a couple of signatures shy of reaching its goal, this petition to stop animal... I can't think of anybody who goes, what? That seems like a great idea to tattoo your dog. I think that's just a thing
reasonable.
That we're all against already, right? I don't think anybody would be like, yeah, fucking tattoo that dog.
I agree.
Like, with a heart on, they'd be, like, screaming, yeah, fucking tattoo that dog! Like that.
Guys, we do have a lot of Napier's Sexy Story Time for the ladies.
I'd almost say too much.
It was a 29-page erotic fan fiction. I have cut it down to 17 pages.
So it's no longer a rapeganza?
No, it's still a rapeganza. I just cut out a few of the extra rapes.
So from 27 to 19 to by the end of the night, about 11.
Spoiler alert.
We'll get to about 11.
Spoiler alert. I don't know what else to say. Now, to set the scene, if you remember back in 2001, when the very first Fast and the Furious movie came out.
I've never watched a single one of those movies.
Never
fucking
went once.
Liar.
Not
you
once.
Okay, liar,
Napier.
You lie.
You are a liar who lies. Liar.
It's really like a loose story that has excuses to have a bunch of like crazy action scenes. That's
the
really...
The reality has gotten even more and more blurred as the movie series has gone on, because the first one was just a lot of car racing, and like like the biggest like special effect was they were racing cars and one of the guy beats a train. You know what I mean? Like he got over like, the tracks and the other guys fist? Didn't.
At the very, this story picks up right where Fast and the Furious 1 left off.
Right before the sequel that starred Tyrese and Paul Walker.
Right. At the very end of the Fast and the Furious movie, the Paul Walker character reveals himself to be a police officer. He was undercover to infiltrate this ring of guys who drove cars and stole things. And the main guy, played by Vin Diesel, was mad about it. And so they raced cars. And then the bad Vin Diesel wrecked his car and Paul Walker gave him his car and said, "Here, take my car and get away."
Sorry, I'm an undercover cop.
He was just chasing him. Yeah, I'm sorry that you were breaking the law and I was a police officer. My bad. So just to set the mood, that is where the story begins. Napier, are you ready?
So we're going to tell everybody.
Mike, do you have any special effects?
So Napier is obviously the narrator. I will be
Napier,
playing.
As always, will be the narrator. You will be playing the part of Dom.
Okay.
And Travis will be doing a respectful tribute to Paul Walker's Brian character.
I could think of nobody better than Travis Hulse to do Brian.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Right. Travis, you have to be respectful because he's dead.
Hey, it's me, Paul Walker playing Brian.
Like that?
Exactly. That was pretty good. It's not bad.
So to set the mood, like as a listener, you should probably listen in your head to the amazing Fast and Furious theme song. I think it was something like Make It Fast, Make It Furious to some sweet hip-hop beats.
Make it fast! Make it furious!
Boom, boom.
Right?
Too fast! Too furious! That's number two, though.
Fast three!
Tokyo drifting!
All right! Let's get into this, guys.
No pun intended.
Teehee.
Yeah, make this fast, Napier. And furious.
And furious.
Brian held out his keys and turned the car over to Dom. He had, after all, promised the man a 10-second car and kept his promise if he could. Dom looked at the blonde in surprise. Damn, the boy just continued to shock him. Dom was still furious.
And fast.
And fast. He could feel the rage rolling through him. Brian had lied to him.
Sorry.
Had spied on him. If it wasn't for the blonde cop, none of this shit would have happened. Staring at the blonde, he saw blue eyes, clouded with remorse and guilt. And something else. Gay boners.
This is going to take 4.5 hours to get through.
By handing Dom the keys, Brian was letting go. And that spark of lust, letting go of the chance for the two of them, of the begrudging feelings between the two of them, and it would be lost forever.
Oh no.
Dom let the fury overtake him of his loins. He had lost Letty, Vince, and Jesse. Brian was his, whether the blonde wanted it or not. The big man wanted the blonde beauty, and by God, he was going to get him, one way or the other. Besides, Brian owed him big for his betrayal. It was payback time, and he was going to enjoy it. Don turned through to walk away, then spinning around, he snarled,
"Fuck this! Your ass is mine, golden boy!"
Brian flinched and took a step back, but he wasn't fast enough.
Or furious.
As a huge fist slammed into his jaw, throwing him into the side of the car.
Oh!
The blonde slumped toward the ground. Dom grabbed the blonde's arm and tossed the limp body over his shoulder.
Oh.
Moving quickly, he dumped Brian into the seat, then climbed in, gunning the motor and taking off. Driving out of town, Dom put as many miles as he could between him and the law. Except for Brian. He's kind of the law.
Right, he's a cop. That's been established. Right?
Yes.
Yes. Right. Finally, he stopped at an old farmhouse that belonged to a friend of his. Brian showed no signs of waking up. Wink. So he left him on the floor of the car, tossing an old blanket over him. Dom picked up what he needed and left some money on the table for his friend. His old buddy would never miss the chloroform and rope, but he didn't want to steal from a friend. Laughing, he thought it was good to have friends in low places. The drive continued south, using the back roads, making sure he went the speed limit.
So not fast.
So not very fast or furious, just intent on butt-fucking a dude against his will. So he wouldn't get stopped. Finally, he pulled off the road and parked in an abandoned park. It was time to have some fun. He had waited long enough to touch the blonde. Of course, he had thought that they would have time to work up to a relationship. But Brian fucked that up.
Whoops.
Dom had always believed in revenge. Smiling grimly, Dom pushed the seat back and pulled Brian up until the blonde was straddling his lap.
Can I interrupt real quick here, and it's going to happen again?
Okay.
I would like to know how many times you've said the blonde in fucking one page.
It's
just one page.
I'll count while Napier continues reading.
Please do.
Okay.
When the blonde was leaning against... leaning against him chest to chest, Dom tied the unconscious man's wrist together behind his back, pushing the slim body back until Brian rested against the steering wheel. Dom reached down and pulled off his pre-tennis shoes.
His what tennis shoes?
His praise tennis shoes.
I don't know that brand.
Drunk, no, explain to me what a praise tennis shoe is.
Brian is his prey, so he's taking off his praise.
Oh, that's
oh.
not a... Oh!
Okay.
We there now?
Thanks, Drunk.
No problems.
And socks. They were then tossed out the window, because when you're raping, fuck shoes.
This guy in the chat room, this is the second time ever listening to WFOD, and I feel really uncomfortable right now.
So, you're in a good place, friend. You're in a good place.
Welcome.
They were tossed
He's
out the
He's already thinking to himself, what am I doing?
He is. He really is.
I gave this a second chance.
Guys, we are on page 2 of 17. Just keep that in mind.
And I want all of you to know in chat, this is happening right now. From now on, Brian would only wear what Dom wanted him to wear, and right now, that was going to be very little. Dom could feel a little of his control slip. He knew what they needed to get out there and to get to the border, but right now, he just had to see and taste his prize. Begin the punishment.
Dom placed his hands on the t-shirt and ripped it down the front, then tore it off the unresting body. It took a moment to appreciate the beauty that lay before him. Brian's head lay on the steering wheel, his golden curls framing his face and falling over his forehead. A flush covered his cheeks, and his mouth was slightly open. The long eyelashes made crescent-shaped shadows on his cheeks. Dom nuzzled the soft neck, nipping at the bruise he had formed on the jaw with his fist. Breathing deeply, he inhaled the man's scent. Bending his head, Don bent down on one, then the other nipple. At Brian's whimper, he suckled at the tender nubs. Glancing up, he saw that the blonde was still unconscious. Still, to make sure, he put some chloroform on a rag and placed it over the blonde's face. Smiling, the big man undid Brian's jeans. Despite the tight quarters, he managed to pull them off, and after removing the wallet, he threw them out the window of the car. Now, his prize was only wearing white briefs. Very tight white briefs.
Oh, yeah.
Don slipped his hand inside the front of the briefs and pulled out the soft cock. Fingering the head, he whispered,
"Don't have time to fuck you right now, but as soon as I get to my place, your ass is all mine. But right, I just have to feel you move against and taste that sweet mouth."
The blonde was pulled against the hard body of Dominic
Toretto,
and held there. Dom showed the briefs down until the balls fell into his hand and the ass was bare. Keeping one hand behind the blonde head, holding his prize in place, Don let his free hand wander, and wander it did. The blonde's velvet soft cock was stroked and pulled. The firm ass was kneaded and pinched. The firm ass. The firm ass. One finger even slipped inside the hidden puckered entrance to the dark tunnel that Dom couldn't wait to claim. Brian wiggled as his mouth was taken in a hard kiss, his breath stolen away as Dom devoured him. In the deep recesses of his mind, Brian knew what was happening, but he couldn't seem to wake up from a deep lethargy had control of him. His head was pounding. Dom crushed the smaller body closer. He held the head in place as the kiss became rougher and harder, bruising the full soft lips. Not caring now if he hurt the blonde, Dom shoved two fingers inside the tight ass, enjoying Brian's whimper and slight movement to get away from the invading digits. The tight hot heat closing around his fingers made him yearn to sink his cock into that dark, moist heaven.
That sounds like a Dove commercial. Dark, moist heaven.
Yeah, that's like something ladies try to find. You know,
like
when they're
chocolates. That's the saying underneath the wrapper.
Yeah, you're supposed to put it in your butthole. That way when your boyfriend gets your butthole, he has something nice to eat.
I now have a... I have a bell for when you say the blonde now.
Yay!
Mike, do you have the Mortal Kombat soundboard? Every time he says the blonde, you can play Toasty!
No, I'm gonna play a bell.
Alright.
Finally pulling his mouth away, Dom hissed.
Feel that, Brian? That's my fingers fucking your ass. Like you fucked me over. Before my long cock is going to be plunging inside you. Over and over till I tire of you. Your mouth, your ass, it's all mine. And I like to mark my territory. Get used to the pain. That's what you've earned.
Dom kept shoving fingers inside as he yanked Brian's head to one side, sinking his teeth into his tender, soft neck.
He bit him
after putting fingers in him. Holy shit, this is hot! Even unconscious, the pain registered. And the blonde weakly screamed as the teeth sunk into his neck, breaking the skin and letting the blood flow. Dom sucked hard, enjoying the taste of the sweet blood in his mouth. With his hand buried in his golden hair, Dom continued to suck and bite.
That kind of counts, right?
Yay! And until he knew there would be a scar on his neck. A scar signifying that the blonde was owned. Carelessly, he dumped the oblivious body to the side as he leaned back, licking his lips and panting slightly. Licking his lips and Darth Vadering slightly. Grabbing up some rope, he tied the ankles together and then gagged and blindfolded his victim. The big man took a second to pull the briefs up, only because he didn't want anyone else gazing upon his property. Brian's feelings were of no consequence, which is obvious, I'm sure. Dom laid the blonde.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Head in his head and tossed the blanket back over the unconscious body. Looking down, he saw blood trickling down the tan neck where he had savagely bit the tender skin. As a feeling of guilt ran through him, he ruthlessly shut it down. The little prick had been a cop, and now would pay the price for stabbing him in the back. The big man was becoming irrational, in his feelings totally forgetting he had been breaking the law, which is what most rapists are concerned of. The only thing he knew and wanted to know was that someone had to pay, and Brian was an easy one to blame. Dipping his fingers into the blood, he...
I was so ready. You said the bull, and I was ready.
Oh, don't shoot the gun.
Okay.
Raised it to his lips and licked it clean.
You're going to wish you'd never been born. I now own your body and soul. You will never leave my house.
Which is a fantastic way to describe a shack. Dom shoved the gorgeous face into his crotch, and as he drove south, he envisioned that face buried in his crotch. The mouth open, servicing his cock. Just as the thought of burying his cock into that hot, wet cavern made him hard. It wouldn't be much longer, and he would be buried inside the blonde's body. An hour later, he safely crossed into Mexico.
When does Travis get a line?
It's significantly into this story.
About three more pages.
Oh, God. Travis, are you still awake, buddy? There's still people in the chat.
Uh-huh. Then they're loving every minute of it, I can guarantee it.
Right.
Been 20 minutes already. Been really successful, I think.
Excellent.
Keep going!
A bribe to the
Mexican. Can you dig it?
Snap into a Slim Jim. Snap into a Slim Blonde. A bribe to the Mexican border guard, and he was home free. Since this is obviously not the first time a Mexican border guard has seen an unconscious blonde in front of a bald dude's Ferrari. After one quick stop for gas at Taco Bell.
Is that really in there?
No.
Did he say that he stopped for gas?
Yeah, he stopped for gas.
Jesus Christ!
They skipped, it's funny because before they skipped an hour ahead of time and then he made it into Mexico. But they needed to make sure that you knew he stopped for gas.
Guys, I'm sorry. I cut out 11 pages of this. I left in the part about him stopping for gas.
And I don't know if, for like new listeners, if we've made it abundantly clear that this is an actual fan fiction that was pulled off
the internet. We didn't make
this.
No.
We didn't. This didn't happen on our page. Found it. Somebody actually spent time writing this Fast and the Furious gay porn fan rape fiction fantasy.
Correct.
I hate it. I hate it so much.
I guess that's why we're destroying it.
But we have to continue.
Yeah, the show must go on.
We have to know what happens. Guys. I mean, I understand your suffering. I get it. But don't you want to know how it ends?
Does Paul Walker get free? Does Vin Diesel find himself a rent boy for the next half hour while he's gone?
I don't know.
They pulled into the Circle Drive of the massive estate. Brian groaned and started to come around. Dom pushed the seat back and impassively looked down as the blonde stirred.
Let's like skip ahead like 5 pages.
You forgot your
5 pages. Two. Oh no.
Oh, you're losing a lot of story. You're not going to get the story.
Oh God, I don't want to miss out on some of this story. Okay, we're cutting to Drunk's monologue on the next page. He drives him to his house. Okay.
Oh yeah, here we go. He forced Brian to his knees and then slapped him. That one.
Right.
Okay. Napier, set it up. Don shoved him.
Dom shoved the limp body out of the pool. He forced Brian to his knees and then slapped him.
Listen up. You belong to me now. You are my possession and have no rights unless I give them to you. I will use and abuse your body as I see fit. You are just a... you are just a covenant if pretty toys
for me. How am I supposed to
me?
Take you seriously if you're going to laugh in the middle of your monologue?
I'm sorry. You are a covenant, a pretty toy for me to play with. Your life is no longer for you to own. You fucked with me, and I will fuck with you. Eating and showering will be a privilege.
And you're blonde.
I have no problem with mounting a sweaty body, especially as one as pretty as yours. You will be a prisoner in my bedroom. Your only reason for living is to please me whenever I choose to have you. You will learn to bend over and spread your ass when I order it. You will kneel and open your mouth when I order it. You will cease to please me, and I will either give you my men to play with you or kill you. Do you understand me?
You know, he's a rapist and I guess a kidnapper and stuff, right? But, like, throughout this, I will point out that he does absolutely shower this guy with compliments. I mean, he is constantly telling him that he's pretty and stuff. Gorgeous. And I feel like I wouldn't want to be raped. I think that would probably be a bad thing. I wouldn't enjoy having my ass forcibly raped by a large man. But, like, the compliments would be nice.
Kind of nice. It really is kind of nice. And really, if it was Vin Diesel, I mean, have you seen him? He's like a large man from the, like, the waist up. But the lower half, it's like he forgot to work out his legs.
He skipped leg day? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, he skipped leg day for 30-some years.
Okay, so, I mean, like, how far do you want to skip, I guess, is the question now. Because we're not getting through 17 pages of this. I mean, like, rape. All these pages are rape. They're all
it literally
rape.
Is.
It's a lot so of rape.
It literally is all
two
rape.
Words, it's,
Brian
it's,
screamed. Dom pressed his
it's
back.
A lot of detail about how so he was raped.
Boy.
There's a paragraph about how he's having a hard time going to the bathroom because he was raped so much.
I found another compliment. Skin so soft and smooth.
See, that's nice. It's a nice thing to say.
I think they
and then he laughed as Brian tried to headbutt him, grabbing a handful of golden curls.
I think.
Oh, I got the ding.
I think the story takes it. Quite a turn.
It does, because after he rapes him, like, multiple times.
For, like, 10 pages straight.
Multiple times. Like, 10 straight pages of rape.
Oh, okay, let's cut it.
He's so banged up that, like, he can't rape him anymore.
And then he nurses him
back to health.
I found the turning point.
Okay.
Brian's muffled screams bothered Dom way more than he thought they would.
And then he realized that rape was wrong.
Not quite yet.
Oh, because there's still more rape?
Yeah, should we cut it in half and
Dom
just...
then undressed, then lubed up his fingers. He wouldn't take the boy dry.
How about we start, like, halfway, and we'll start with, you're a good fuck boy.
You're a good fuck boy? That's a good place to start.
Yeah, that's a good place to start.
And kind of a compliment, again.
Travis, are you okay with starting at you're a good fuck boy?
I'm completely good with that. I just have to find where that is.
Okay.
It's about halfway through.
Does Travis have any lines? Does he have time to catch up?
Oh, he has plenty of time.
You're a good... Oh, I found it. You're a good fuckboy. Yep, got it.
I figured this was a good highlight of Drunk doing his Vin Diesel impression.
Yes.
Spot on, by the way.
But really, Paul Walker doesn't get a whole lot of say.
We lost the chat room listener.
Oh, that's a shame. All right, so we're picking up at You're a Good Fuckboy. And go. Is there more of the blondes?
Probably, yes.
Okay,
you want to do the line before it there, Napes, just to set it up a little bit? Or?
Okay, in order to set up Drunk's next line, I will say what precedes it.
Okay.
Bowels.
You're a good fuck, boy. I'm going to enjoy doing you a lot.
Dom pulled out and let the body sag in the cuffs. He noticed blood and cum running down the tanned legs. Bruises were appearing on the tanned body where his fingers had gripped and pinched.
He's tan.
He's tan.
And blonde.
And blonde, which is weird.
And gorgeous.
And sexy as fuck. Teeth marks on the neck showed up vividly. Dom wandered into the bedroom and took a leisurely shower. He felt better than he had in a long time. Letty had been pulling away from him for a while.
Who the fuck is Letty?
I believe it's
the chick that got killed in the first one.
Oh, okay, good. Good. Glad she's dead.
Well, good thing he referenced how she'd been pulling away, because now she's dead.
Right.
She's away for a while. Anne had not been a good lay for quite some time. The stress of planning a new heist was gone, and he had a new tight hole to fuck. His luck was improving. Strolling into the bedroom, he noticed that Brian had not regained consciousness. The pills were
working.
The
shock from all of the rape.
Yeah, we just got to keep remembering. Like, when you guys are doing your dramatic reading, just remember in your minds that 10 pages of rape have gone by.
Good. Much easier to put him where he wanted. He roughly yanked the blonde upright from where he was slumped against the bed, hanging from the cuffs on his wrist. For a moment, Dom let the slim body rest against his.
He's slim. It's nice.
Yeah, like a lady. No boobies. And a ding-dong. The golden curls tickled his neck. With a harsh curse, he uncuffed the cop. He again attached the chain to the collar ring and handcuffed his wrist behind his back. Seeing blood on the cool tile floor pissed him off.
Damn it, you stupid bastard! You're getting blood all over my floor!
Dom stomped into the bathroom and grabbed a towel and washcloth. Obviously, the towel needed that washcloth to back it up. He wiped up the floor, and then he flipped Brian over and shoved the washcloth in his ass, rubbing roughly against the bleeding hole. Brian whimpered. His body twitching at the pain, but he never regained consciousness. He was too lost in ecstasy. The drug. Dom grabbed a metal leg spreader and attached
it. Is that a real thing?
Yeah, ladies use it.
Metal leg spreader?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just spread your legs? Why do you need a machine to spread your legs?
So
the dude couldn't be bothered to Google what that was actually called, so he's just like, eh, fuck it. Metal leg spreader.
Yeah, the stirrups that the ladies get in when they get their snizzdiddle. You know what the snizzdiddling doctor puts their hands in their sniz for science? Then satisfied that the blonde...
Oh, God, I don't have it up anymore! Hold on!
What are you doing?
I'm sorry!
Was uncomfortable. Dom showered again and went to his bed. Because if anything, having more blood all over him other than his penis was unnerving. Curling up under the blankets because... He turned his fan on high. Dom was satisfied.
Nice bit of information. I like the details. Because he turned his fan on high. Perfect.
Nobody would ever use...
We got a picture of a cow that hasn't been fucked by a person. I gotta send this to our sponsor so that they can use it.
I hope they use it as, like, the badge on, like, the back of their... jumpsuits.
People fuckless meat.
No, it just says we promise.
Guaranteed. These cows have not been fucked.
Oh, God.
Brian was his prisoner and would continue to...
Okay, we got it. Is there more rape?
Yeah, there's more rape. You don't have to worry about that.
It says right here in his next line, I have some more business to take care of.
Oh, okay, we're skipping like 5 pages ahead. Keep going.
There's not... we're running out of pages.
Good!
Why? This is starting to get hot. Cock tease.
I'm sorry.
We're going to pass up... One of 4 Travis lines.
Well, we got Brian.
Okay,
has been having difficulties going to the bathroom.
Right. Okay, he works on nursing him back to health so that he can rape him some more.
Yep. Okay, so that's good.
Okay, we're gonna skip to Travis's line because Travis hasn't had a line yet.
Oh, this is great out of context, although I guess it's always in context through the whole thing. Just tell me why, Brian whispered. Right?
Right. Yes.
Okay.
Well, since Travis read it,
Give me the setup.
Finishing his morning ritual, he opened the door. Dom was immediately there and picked him up again. Laying the blonde on the bed, he covered his long bare legs up and tucked the blanket around his slim wrist.
All right, we're skipping ahead to how could you?
Okay. You can leave me now. Had to sleep. We had something. Okay, go.
Where's how could
it's your line.
It's Travis, I thought Travis there's a line. Setup there.
Oh, okay. Keep going.
The blonde started screaming.
Give me your script, Napier. God, it's such a waste of paper.
And highlight.
The line before Travis's line there. You got it.
Brian was wearing a blue t-shirt tucked into some loose khaki pants that Dom had picked up for him.
We could have had something, Dom, but you had to go and fuck it up.
Dom didn't say anything. He couldn't because the blonde was right. Suddenly, Brian stood up and lunged at the bigger man. Dom caught off guard, caught the attacking man, holding him to his chest as they tumbled to the floor sexily.
Sexily?
Dom was on his back, trying to hold on to the wild cat. Brian had totally lost.
We just need to get Matt on the phone.
Okay, we're skipping ahead, guys.
We're done.
I want to go home. Here we go. Here's my last monologue, and then your last monologue. All right,
sounds good.
All right.
Okay.
This is your big moment, Travis. This has all been leading up to this.
I am sure. I'm not saying it will be easy, but I want to try. You are right, though, about one thing. If you ever try to hurt me again, you will find that it will be much more difficult to do. That's quality writing. You're going to have to prove to me that I can trust you again after all the rape. Sex won't be in the picture for a long time.
Mister.
My ass is really fucked up. A very long time.
I swear to you.
You're in the doghouse for all that rape, mister.
I swear to you, on my mother's grave, I will never raise a hand to you in anger, ever. We will take this relationship as fast
and furious
or as slow as you want. Everything is under control. We will work on getting our friendship back and maybe take it further or stop where you want it. Just say stop.
Stop.
If you ever want to leave, you just have to tell. Like I said, it will not be easy. And we will have to find some strength, but I will let you go.
The blonde stared into Dom's dark eyes. Dom met his eyes without flinching. Brian cast one glance at the men across the border, then turned his back and climbed back into the car. Obviously, sat down very slowly. Dom followed, and soon they were speeding towards home, which for Dom was a blonde man's anus.
In Mexico.
Let me just say one more thing. Dom, are you ready to ride one last time?
Don't go off into that sunset, cowboy!
Oh, we are joined by...
And the end.
Massey and Melanie from Beardy and the Beast, the show on directly after us. Hi, guys. Are you there? Guys.
Beardy.
Hello.
And the Beast.
Beardy? And the Beast.
We just got one of those little lines. Up. Is that them?
Beardy, Beast, are you with us?
We're here.
Did you see all those quitters pulling out of here, Matt?
Them sons of bitches, I was calling them out too. Fucking Seavers, who's that?
I'll call out your listeners. I don't care.
They're not my listeners. Who cares?
It's an endurance run is what it is, goddammit.
And that's what I said. Have you never listened to this fucking show before? Because this is going to go on.
Right. Oh, and it's amazing. So
This is like a rape of the ears.
The nice thing, though, is you don't get it every week. It's just it's a random spatter.
No, it's like once every 6 weeks or so. I mean,
right,
I guys. I can't remember the last time that we had this.
But Matt,
was,
you know what?
We tried to do a Freddy Krueger one and Napier bailed, so it ended miserably.
Matt.
Son of a bitch.
Yes, art isn't always pretty.
No, it's not.
Art moves you in different ways.
Much like man-on-man rape.
Yes.
And
no, that only moves me in one direction, and it's not a pleasant one.
A pushback?
Pushback?
I feel like if we affected you, then we've done our job.
I did tweet out to our listeners that there would be no gay fanfic on our show. No Fast and Furious gay fanfic.
I hope you didn't cast any judgments in that tweet.
How dare you?
No, well, that sounds accusatory.
Severs came back and is upset that we called him out. Thanks for
we
coming
didn't
back,
call
buddy.
Him out. That was that goddamn beardy from that goddamn... Oh,
yeah, you know what? I mean, if you've got a problem, you take it up with him.
Stay tuned, Severs, for Beardy and the Beast.
We'd love to have you.
Anything good come on tonight's show, Matt?
Nothing at all.
Nothing good.
Not a dick thing.
I make a few apologies.
Thanks for asking, drunk. Not a thing.
Well, you know, I find a lot of the gay fan fiction, and I think that's really because I'm too lazy to find a lady to hang out with us. But maybe next time we'll go heterosexual rape.
There isn't 90% of the fan fiction that you would find online about any existing property is always about the two dudes fucking, whether it be Supernatural, whether it be Walking Dead with Daryl banging every... Like, all of it
well,
is...
We did Walking Dead with Rick and Daryl.
Can we have... Can we switch it around? Can we have some lady-on-lady rape?
Do you remember my Rick Grimes impression? It was stellar.
Coral! Yeah. Coral! Coral!
Spot
did
on.
Did any of you guys watch the season finale of Walking Dead last
night? Oh, no spoilers for me.
I did, and I thought it was amazing.
There's just one scene talking about Daryl Dixon fanfic.
In the car, right?
Yeah, in the car.
I said out loud to my wife, I said, this is where you find out that Daryl is gay.
Oh, they were going to fight each other?
I turned to Melanie, and all I said was, kiss him.
We did the same thing at the exact same time, Matt.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. You know, he was originally written as a gay character.
No. Oh, and I'm sure he still will be.
Yeah, he's pretty asexual, but maybe him and Aaron are going to get it on at some point.
Well, after Aaron's buddy dies, definitely.
Yeah.
Guys, all right, well. Stay tuned for Beardy and the Beast. Napier, I mean, do you have any advice for anyone or any parting words?
Napier, what did you learn from tonight's show?
Vin Diesel is very easy to write as a gay rapist.
I am Groot.
Hey, you just gave me an idea for our next Napier sexy story time for the ladies.
That's what I'm here for, Travis.
His fingers can grow at will.
and the Lotus Cast won the Hollywood Fantasy League. So congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Way to go, guys. Yeah.
And I guess we'll do it again at the end of April for the summer series.
I learned that nobody has been sending us flat drunks since the end of the last contest.
We have two submissions for this current contest.
But aren't they amazing?
Matt, did you just say you were going to send some?
I'm trying to get flat drunk on a picture of an F-22, but just isn't really that possible.
Is that because of national security and whatnot?
Yeah, that's I can't have my phone anywhere near my workplace. So, but I'm trying. That would be better than Andrew W.K., doesn't everybody think?
Next year, we're going to hear about getting fired for taking pictures of the F-22.
Your children will understand.
Can't take pictures of an F-22. I got first pictures of the F-22 everywhere.
But not your flat drunk on it.
No, that's why you use Photoshop.
Photoshop is cheating, Napier.
Photoshop is cheating.
I assume the Android...
Eating aid cheating, but Photoshop is.
Guys, next week, we're going to begin our month countdown to the end of drunk. It's going to be... It's going to be awful.
Excellent.
And actually, Travis, who was it that suggested we do the roast of drunk?
Brian Kranz suggested that.
Yeah, I shat on that idea.
The roast of Bieber's tonight.
Shat that idea? Why?
I shat on the idea of the roast of drunk because I figured it would probably just be mean-spirited. It wouldn't be funny.
I feel like every week is the roast of drunk.
But no, I don't want to do the roast of drunk because...
stay tuned in April for Beauty and the Beast where we do the roast of drunk. I just came up with the idea.
I don't think it would be funny. I think that it would just be mean.
Like a normal show.
Do it.
Don't you think it would just be mean?
If you guys want to roast me, man. I don't give a shit.
Isn't that what a roast is all about? You have Twitter. They say a few nice things about him. The middle where everybody shits on him.
I don't have anything nice to say is the problem. I think that would be the problem.
You have to recruit somebody else to say something nice. He's got to get somebody else that he knows that would say something nice. Then we can all shit on him, and then he can say something bad about all of us.
Do you remember that time that I scheduled the drunk dating game and I got a whole bunch of people to show up and I made like a whole thing
to do
the drunk dating game and I had like contestants to compete against drunk
Can I tell you something?
A female to like interview the three people and decide between them and drunk was going to be and then drunk didn't show up.
Can I tell you something, the drunk dating game? Can I tell you something? If we set up a roast of drunk, WFOD presents the roast of Drunkard STL, I think that if we had that all set up, we had all the clips ready to go, people ready to shit on drunk, and he didn't show up, I think it would be even more funny than if he did show up.
Travis, do you remember the time that drunk agreed to fuck a Hot Pocket?
I set up a whole fort
so that he could have privacy and like we wouldn't like see his dick and like I set up a whole thing in my living room so that drunk could just go in his privacy chamber and fuck a Hot Pocket. And then he just didn't show up.
All right, you're stealing mess time now.
You know what? I think that he requested a certain brand of Hot Pocket that he wanted to fuck.
I did, the pretzel ones.
And it wasn't a kind of Hot Pocket that I like. I think I still have the Hot Pockets that
you should put
requested.
That in the next. You should put that in the next. The contest winner for the flat drunk. You should put the Hot
the Hot Pockets that drunk was gonna fuck.
Yeah. I was gonna say, Mike. It's really not nice to call Sunset Thomas a Hot Pocket.
Oh, Napier, it's time to end the show.
Someone, the show's over.
Oh my god!
Bye.
She didn't know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Hey, it's Napier. Listen live every Monday at 9/8 Central on RadioFooBar.com. Download past episodes at WFODix.com, just in case you didn't get enough of this. Subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @WFODix. Follow Drunk @DrunkardSTL or Travis @ProduceTravis. Get on Facebook.com and then type in WFODix. Email us at WFODshow@ gmail.com. We're not going to listen to any of your suggestions, but we will accept praise and or titty pics. And if you're a fan of Mike, just send him feet. I mean, why do you give a shit? It's feet pics.
I like feet.
Yeah, he likes feet. Send him some feet pics. You don't give a shit. Send him some fucking feet pics. Blam!
Hey, this is Mike from the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I'm with Napier, Drunk, Travis, the whole gang's
what
here.
What up?
We just wanted to say congratulations to Strange Times on their 100th episode.
And I want to say that I hope to hear an episode now that they're going into their 101st.
What?
Like I have never listened to an episode.
All right, take two.
Crank up the pod.
I thought that was good. You should have left that in.
Hey, fuckheads, I've never listened to your show. Not once, ever.
Hello, this is Travis with the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. Joined with me via Skype, Mike, Napier, and Drunk. And we just want to say congratulations to Strange Times and the entire crew over there on their 100 episodes. And that is an amazing milestone. I hope to get there one day.
Woot woot.
We're almost to 200, Travis.
I hope that we get to 200 episodes one day.
Yeah, but he's not.
I mean, I'm not bragging or anything.
He hasn't done 100, though.
Really?
So what you're saying is you've done more than Strange Times has.
Double, almost.
Double what Strange Times has. Is that
it's not bragging, though. We're dumb for having done it as long as we have.
Mike,
really,
the people who
have been podcasting the longest are the dumbest.
But I want to know, like, let me clarify. Are you saying the American work ethic is much better than the overseas work ethic? And that's why we've done almost double what they have?
No.
Yes.
I think that's exactly what you're saying.
I'm saying that they're stupid for having wasted 100 hours of their life doing a podcast, and we're way stupider than they are.
Is it only an hour show, or is it a 2-hour show?
Is stupider the...
Is it 200 hours?
Is it more stupid? I don't want to sound dumb on Strange Times, you guys.
In any event, congratulations on 100 episodes.
Hey, Strange Times, it's Napier, and there's Mike here,
hi,
and there's Drunk here.
Hello.
And there's Travis here.
Travis is here.
Hi, Travis.
We just want to say congratulations on your 100th episode.
See, that was funny what he did. He put cunt in there.
Because he emphasized the... Cunt.
Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Congratulations to you all. And
ooh,
to all a good night.
Let me ask you a question.
Can I get
mayonnaise
on my french fries?
No, we're on take four now, Travis.
Hey, this is Travis with Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. Just wanted to congratulate Strange Times on 100 episodes. And I think that Mike, Napier, and Drunk would also like to do the same thing.
Whee!
Yay!
Napier, what do you say?
I say cunt-gradulations. And also, we're allowed to say packy here, and they're not.
See, you can't do the whole thing where we send a whole bunch of the same ones, because he just did the same joke, and now it'll be stupid.
Oh, fuck.
Now it'll be like, wait, you just did that joke.
Oh, wait, somebody did the same joke on a podcast. Like, you've never heard that one before.
But they could edit it and cut up a bunch and play different pieces of it.
Okay. Congratulations, cunt-gradulations, cunt-gradulations.
Hey, it's Mike from the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I'm with Napier, Drunk, Travis. We just wanted to congratulate...
Matata.
What?
Hakuna Matata?
I prefer @drunkardstl on the Twitters, please.
Hey, it's Mike from the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I'm with Napier, DrunkardSTL on the Twitters, and Travis via Skype.
Hi.
We just wanted to congratulate Strange Times on their 100th episode. A thrilling milestone indeed.
Congratulations to you all!
You're just going to keep doing the congratulations. He's just going to keep doing
again.
It. That's his thing now. Maybe that should be your sign-off now. Cunt-gradulations.
No. Cunt-gradulations.
That's going to alienate people, too.
What can we do to not alienate people, Travis?
I certainly hope that you enjoyed our program, and I hope to see you next week.
You know what might alienate some listeners, Travis?
Being a cunt.
Napier was on Strange Times a couple of weeks ago, and they asked him to describe the show, and he just said it sucks.
No, I said it was dog shit.
Oh, he said it's dog shit. He said our show's dog shit, Travis.
Well, guess what? Now Napier can be on the next 100 episodes of Strange Times, and he's kicked the fuck off of here. So,
you're fired, Napier! Find employment elsewhere!
So, congratulations!
So the name of this show's called Strange Times?
Yeah.
And it takes place where?
And where does it take place?
Yeah.
The internet.
On the internet. You mean like where are they?
Yeah.
Or would you say our show takes place in St. Louis?
No, it takes place on the internet.
Yeah.
You know what else takes place on the internet? Hashtag flat drunk.
Strange Times.
What take are we on now?
Nine.
Does it take nine?
Take nine. Congratulations!
Fuck it. Take ten.
Hey, it's Mike. From
hello.
Take 11, Napier, your turn.
Hi guys, it's the wheelbarrow full of dicks, and we're gonna wish.
Why are you doing that voice?
Why not?
Why would he do that voice? That voice is awesome.
Hi guys.
Do your voice. Talk. You're not doing a character, just say it. Just say it like a man.
This is Drunken STL on the Twitter.
Hey, this is our friends, and they're doing their 100th episode. Congratulations, right?
Congratulations.
Okay, here, we're going to do it again.
Yeah, number one.
12.
Hi, pals. Congratulations on your episodes that reached 100.
Hi, guys. I'm Freddie Mercury. Congratulations on 100 episodes.
I'm rotten in hell right now.
We're all killer queens.
We all float down here.
Dun, 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 another one bites the dust.
Hi, this is Travis from the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program, and we here at WFOD would just like to say congratulations to Strange Times for 100 epic episodes of the Strange Times podcast, and we endorse every single one of those episodes and every single upcoming episode. Top of the morning to you.
We endorse them?
Man.
We're getting behind them. You know, right, Mike?
I mean, I guess that's fine, but, I mean, can I send them just that?
Congratulations, motherfuckers!
Yay!
This is Napier from WFOD.
You want to all play, like, a different character? Okay, be Napier. Napier, okay. You be drunk. Drunk, you be me, and I'll be drunk.
I'm drunk.
Who's going to be Travis?
You're drunk?
I'm Mike. I'm salty all the time. I don't like nothing. This show sucks. Fuck you guys. I ain't doing this no more, but I'll be back this next week.
This is Napier from WFOD.
Oh, let me drink some sangria.
Is that what I sound like?
Yum.
Yeah.
I just talk so much just so I can hear myself speak. And once you start talking, I'm going to talk right over you.
Is that what I sound like?
I don't forget to mention the feets.
The feets?
Yeah, he likes feet.
Oh.
They didn't have my brain.
And my butthole's hungry. Yum.
They sold out of sangria. This is the worst.
Wait,
thing.
Why is everybody doing me? I thought everybody had their own. Okay, no, you guys failed at this bit. I forgot who I was supposed to be now because I'm upset.
You didn't get to pick
You're
one.
You're Travis.
You're Travis.
Okay, I'm Travis. Right, Travis is Napier. Napier is drunk. Drunk is Napier.
Hi, I'm Mike. I'm just going to talk over everybody. Because I'm Mike. What do you want?
Did you have a...
Oh, by the way, this thing happened to me today. Bloody, 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 bloody.
Hey.
I'm so angry.
Hey, guys, it's me, drunk. Congratulations, Strange Times. I guess, even though this sucks and so does everything.
About Strange Times, but they ran out of my sangria.
Fuck you guys. I don't want to do this bit anymore.
Let's go back to doing the bit.
I quit the show.
You were supposed to be Travis, and I was supposed to be drunk.
Okay, be drunk.
Okay, drunk though. Drunk, you do Mike, and you have to introduce this bit. I'm Mike, and this is the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
Hi, I'm Mike, and this is the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
Why do I sound like a yuppie prick? Why? What's going on here?
Hello!
Hello, I'm Drunkard STL on the Twitters!
Hello, good sir. My name is
I'm gonna go drink some vodka!
Vodka.
Slap my belly! I'm not fucking any porn stars!
What's in my mouth?
I have to work.
Or a Hot Pocket. I'm too busy.
I'm just going to smash broads in front of this abandoned building.
No, inside the abandoned building.
Oh,
get it right,
excuse
price,
us,
okay?
Drunk. I'm sorry.
Okay, for real. Take 17. Hi.
Hello.
This is Mike.
I'm drunk.
Napier is here. Say hi, Napier.
Hi, Napier.
Napier. Travis, say hi.
Hi.
We're all here. You get it.
There's four of us from the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
We also do a podcast.
And we're congratulating you guys.
And we're congratulating Strange Times.
Strange Times.
Because they reached 100 episodes.
Congratulations on 100.
Fucking
game over. I'm out.
I'm done. God damn it. Fucking cunt grad. Fucking cunt gratulations. Are you. Motherfucker! Fucker.
Hi, this is Napier from the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks podcast, along with Mike and Drunk and Travis. And we would all like to extend our hand in a hearty cunt-gratulations on 100.
Oh, God damn it.
Hi, this is Travis from the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program, God, and I would drunk. Like to extend my hand of cunnilingus congratulations.
Hi, this is Napier. What else am I supposed to say?
And congratulations to Strange Times on 100 episodes.
And congratulations to Strange Times on 100 episodes.
Congratulations!